Langdon had first been inside Lo Studiolo during a private secret passages tour of the palazzo a few years back, and had been stunned to learn about the plethora of hidden doors, stairs, and passageways that honeycombed the palazzo, including several hidden behind paintings inside Lo Studiolo. The secret passages, however, were not what had just sparked Langdon's interest. Instead, he had flashed on a bold piece of modern art that he had once seen on display here, For the Love of God, a controversial piece by Damien Hirst, which had caused an uproar when it was shown inside Vasari's famed Studiolo. A life-size cast of a human skull in solid platinum, its surface had been entirely covered with more than 8,000 glittering pavé set diamonds. The effect was striking. The skull's empty eye sockets glistened with light and life, creating a troubling juxtaposition of opposing symbols, life and death, beauty and horror. Although Hirst's diamond skull had long since been removed from Lo Studiolo, Langdon's recollection of it had sparked an idea. The eyes of death, he thought. A skull certainly qualifies, doesn't it? Skulls were a recurring theme in Dante's Inferno, most famously Count Ugolino's brutal punishment in the lowest circle of hell, that of being sentenced to gnaw eternally on the skull of a wicked archbishop. Are we looking for a skull? The enigmatic Studiolo, Langdon knew, had been built in the tradition of a cabinet of curiosities. Nearly all of its paintings were secretly hinged, swinging open to reveal hidden cupboards in which the Duke had kept strange possessions of interest to him. Rare mineral samples, beautiful feathers, a perfect fossil of a nautilus shell, and even, allegedly, a monk's tibia decorated with hand-pounded silver. Unfortunately, Langdon suspected all the cupboard items had been removed long ago, and he had never heard of any skull on display here other than Hirst's piece. His thoughts were cut short by the loud slam of a door on the far side of the hall. The brisk click of footsteps approached quickly across the salon.
Signore, an angry voice shouted. Il salone non è aperto.
Langdon turned to see a female employee marching toward him. She was petite, with short brown hair. She was also extremely pregnant. The woman moved snappily toward them, tapping her watch and shouting something about the hall not yet being open. As she drew near, she made eye contact with Langdon and immediately stopped short, covering her mouth in shock.
Professor Langdon, she exclaimed, looking embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were here. Welcome back.
Langdon froze. He was quite certain he had never seen this woman before in his life.